The only true committed voter that the Democrats have, I mean, obviously you're liberals, but as a demographic, the only clear majority that the Democrats have is young women that are voting on abortion. That's it. That's all they have as far as a demographic that they can claim. It's young women that are voting for abortion. Latinos are now favoring Trump, and the black male vote is now about close to 50-50. Democrats know they can't win without that, but hey, it might not matter. Might not matter if you got enough vote Viagra. Might not matter if you got enough vote steroids. Might not matter if you got enough mail-in ballots. Then there's the Arab vote. Trump leads Kamala Harris with Arab voters. Trump is backed by 45% of Arab voters, 43% backing Harris. Now, this is all because of the Middle East, obviously. The Middle East is a complete disaster, no matter what side of that issue you're on. This administration has not done anything to bring peace to the Middle East. And so they look squarely at the Democrats. They look squarely at Biden-Harris, and they say, you've done this. The war's in the Middle East, only getting worse. More death, more destruction, more bombings, more back and forth, missiles flying every day, buildings being destroyed every day. And they say this is a result of the weak leadership of the Biden-Harris administration, the horrible foreign policy. Arab voters for Trump? Yeah, I mean, if you want peace in the Middle East, makes sense. So let's look at some of these early voting numbers now. Pennsylvania, not looking good, ladies and gentlemen. Pennsylvania, not looking good. We've